Yeah. All right, here we are. Wait a sec, let me plug in the other ear. Last night, Middletown. Well, I think it's 13 communities now have voted to tell Hartford, forget about tolls, we don't want them. This is a huge thing that is causing great palpitations in the hearts of the destroyers in Hartford, particularly in the governor's office, where they are seeing their dreams of endless amounts of money flowing their way with automatic hikes and expansion that they can just throw up their hands and say, oh, we didn't vote for that increase. Those guys at the Department of Transportation did it. And then they get to run around spending it on buying votes and rigging elections. They've been planning on having a huge payday that goes on for years. And they see it in threat. They see it under threat because of the resistance that we will, by the way, express tomorrow as we gather at 10 a.m. at the state capitol in order to protest. I'll be speaking. Lots of other cool people will be, well, cooler than me, of course, will be speaking. But it'll be a good event and a chance right outside the building. Of course, nobody who is a public servant will be around because it's Saturday. And even on Friday, nobody's there. But they will hear you and they will be watching. Joining us now is Seb Giuliano. He is a Middletown City Councilor, and he's here to talk to us about the vote. And thank you so much for joining us, sir. Welcome to WTIC.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be on board.
So tell us what happened last night.
Well, there were 11 council persons present, and it was a very interesting vote. It was five votes.
Well, first of all, what's the balance of the board?
The Middletown Common Council is 8 Democrats, 4 Republicans.
Wow. So why did you guys even have a shot?
Actually, the resolution was brought forward by a Democrat.
Interesting.
And, you know, it was one of those things where had one of us brought it forward, had one of the Republicans brought it forward, it would have been, a dog bites man story.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason it got traction was because a Democrat brought it forward.
Are you saying the Democrats who believe that tolls are wrong wouldn't have voted for the resolution if proposed by a Republican?
It would have gone, no. It would have been characterized as, well, of course the Republicans are bringing this forward. They're against tolls in any way,
okay,
shape, or form. They're against everything. So it would have been harder for it to be considered, I believe, if
fair
it
enough
come from us.
It is a partisan kind of business that you're in. So this proposal goes forward, and the fact that it was proposed by a Democrat, did that, going into this, did you have any reason to believe that it was going to pass?
I thought it would. I thought there were, enough would vote for it. Interestingly enough, the 6 people voted on it. Of the 11 that were there, and councilwoman that was absent happened to be a Republican councilwoman who wasn't there last night. So it was an 8-3 array.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, 6 people actually voted on the merits. 5 votes in favor, 1 opposed, 5 abstained. The vote in the one vote in opposition was a Democrat vote.
Why would 5 people serving on an elected board to represent the voters of their town bail on a vote of critical importance?
I mean, that's something I don't understand abstaining on anything unless you have a conflict of interest. Otherwise, my view is you got elected to make decisions, you got elected to cast votes. And
you shouldn't turn and run on the important ones.
Another line of work.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so what do we know? Were those all Democrats, the abstentions?
The abstentions were 4 Democrats, 1 Republican.
Okay, and those people, can you tell us anything about them in general? Is there anything about them that we should know? Or
nothing in particular. They were...
Okay, the reason I'm asking...
Basically, they you know, they're the wishy-washy ones. They're
scared.
They're skittish.
Okay.
One of them happens to have announced her candidacy for mayor of Middletown.
Okay. Is that a Democrat or a Republican?
She's a Democrat.
Okay. What's her name?
Mary Bartolotta.
Okay. I want to highlight all these people and have a little.
I would say Mary tends to, if anybody's going to abstain from stuff, Mary's going to abstain from it. I mean, her nickname was Abstaining Mary.
Well, and so that's how you mount a campaign for mayor.
You abstain from a lot of votes. You probably abstain from more votes than anybody on the council.
Oh my!
To the rest of the council combined,
gosh.
I would say
this is pretty scary stuff. Okay, can you hold on a minute? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Seb Giuliano, Middletown City Council. That council voted with Democratic votes to say to Hartford, no to tolls. 860-522-9842. Seb Giuliano, our guest from Middletown. All right, what else should we know about this vote? What stands out?
I think what stands out really was the fact that these are a lot of times these are characterized as feel good resolutions. They don't have any legal significance, and under normal circumstances, I wouldn't vote on a feel good resolution. But I did feel that this one in particular, I said, look, there's a direct interest of the city of Middletown in this situation. You know, the very first limited access highway in the state of Connecticut is the Merritt Parkway,
mm-hmm.
one of the first in the country. And that opened in 1940. So prior to 1940, how did people get from one place to another in Connecticut? Well, they did it on local roads. And those local roads are still there.
So what's your meaning here? I'm not following.
Well, the meaning is that tolls are going to drive people off the limited access highways and onto the local roads. Is everybody going to do it? No, but a significant number will. That's a direct burden on us as a local community. We're responsible for the condition of those roads. And we're responsible for the safety of the motorists on them.
I hadn't thought about it this way. So you're describing putting tolls in as a transfer of wealth, another scheme by the state to force, it may not be designed this way, but you're saying this would occur, that it would transfer expenses onto the backs of...
Right. There are always unintended consequences to everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, I don't think the state says, well, let's do this so we can get people to get off of our highways and onto local
roads.
Well,
they do say that because
that's
the idea behind congestion tolling. It's the intention is that we make the road expensive, especially during times when people need to get to work, and that will force the less affluent amongst us off of the roads and therefore speed up the commute. That's what congestion pricing is for, right?
It does that, but it's. I don't think.
Well, that's
it's
a stated.
That people aren't going to travel.
That's a stated purpose.
Route. I said it's. You know, this is like when you see they put the mouse in the maze, and the mouse has to figure out how to get to the cheese.
Yes, yes.
Well, once the mouse figures out how to get to the cheese, it doesn't forget.
Right.
So people are going to figure out alternate routes to get to where they need to go to avoid. Having to pay tolls.
Yeah.
And those alternate routes are Connecticut local roads. You could drive from one end of the state to the other without ever going on a limited access highway.
Yeah, the question is how long would it take? And people jump on and off the highways routinely for running simple errands, and that offends some people in Hartford who think that those highways are more precious and shouldn't be used that way. It's kind of a weird way of looking at a bit of infrastructure that everybody has paid many times over for.
Yeah, but I believe that the actions of like the towns and cities who have expressed their displeasure at this idea of tolls, plus the negative reaction of the public in general, the governor has modified his position, and without these initiatives, I don't think that would ever have happened. I think you'd have had 82 gantries.
And
the point where you wouldn't be able to back out of your driveway without paying a toll.
You're saying because of pressure, he has changed the structure of this thing. Is that
I believe it's the pressure in within the past week
Yeah, I think there's no question they're scared and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of the sharp edges that are catching on people's feelings about tolls. Because the reason they're pursuing tolls at all, I think, has somewhat to do with the fact that it's not a word that causes your cardiovascular system to go into a hyperspeed the way taxes does. And it's a visceral response that's not as acute when you hear the word toll.
You know, some of us are old enough to remember when tolls were pretty ubiquitous in Connecticut, but they weren't terribly offensive. I mean, you went through a toll gate every, you might go 25 miles between them, and you threw a quarter in. Remember the little basket where you actually had to throw the quarter in the basket?
Sure, yeah, I was really good at that.
And, of course, the goal was throw the quarter in the basket and get through it and see if you can set the alarm off.
Absolutely, yes. Those were fun tolls.
Yeah, those were fun tolls. I mean, but now nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
Well, the world's gone digital. You've paid before you've even gone through all the way through the gantry now.
Oh yeah, it was like right. They get you 5 miles before it with the plate reader or whatever the heck they use, the Easy Pass thing.
All right,
and that's another thing. I got to buy an Easy Pass now.
Well, you know, maybe they'll give them away for free.
I got to buy the gadget. Or are they going to give it to me for free?
I think, you know, if you saw the numbers on how much it costs to go through these things, it's 25 cents every time the automated system bills you, which I find stunning. But then if you don't have an Easy Pass and you're getting billed off of the camera read of your license plate, that costs $1.50 per bill sent to the house. The state will go broke if nobody gets an Easy Pass.
An Easy Pass.
Yeah. All right, Seb, anything else?
No, that's about it. I mean, I'm interested to see how this turns out. You know, like I said, the tolls are not something that we're unfamiliar with. But, I mean, my view is when we got rid of tolls, we were allowed to put the gross receipts tax on gasoline.
Yes.
So I understand that the gross receipts tax brings in as much as the tolls on the Mass Pike did.
The total tolls for the state of Massachusetts, yes, which also includes a couple of bridges and tunnels going into the city. So,
right.
Yeah,
so we're going to give that up?
We're already paying the tolls, in other words. Good point. Seb Giuliano, Middletown City Council. Thanks so much, sir.
Take care. Have a good one.
All right. Good to talk with you. There you go. So they voted yes. Let's send a message to Ned. We don't want tolls in Middletown, and it was driven by Democratic votes. How about that?